So a police search method known as stop and frisk, you've heard of it, maybe you've been stopped and frisked, it's at a record high. The last 3 months holds the largest number of stops and frisks for New York City for any quarter in the last 6 years. Maybe you saw those stats in the news over the last few days. And more than half of those stopped were black. Last year, Leonardo Blair fit that profile. He is a New York Post reporter, and he was walking home at night when he was stopped by the cops and later arrested. He was released shortly thereafter. The police issued 2 summonses resulting from that night. Both were dismissed early this year, and Blair's story has attracted the attention of many advocate groups, including the New York Civil Liberties Union, which filed a lawsuit yesterday in relation to Blair's case. To talk more about the lawsuit is NYCLU Executive Director Donna Lieberman, and we are also joined by New York Post reporter Leonardo Blair. Leonardo, welcome, and Donna Lieberman, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you for having me.
Leonardo, you want to tell us your story? When was this exactly, and what happened?
This incident occurred on November 28th last year, around 8:20 p.m. I just parked my car at the corner of Pearsall and Arno Avenue in the Bronx, Allerton section of the Bronx. I parked it, stepped away for a little bit, then returned to the car to check to make sure that the car was secure. I started walking up Arno Avenue, and as soon as I turned onto Tenbrook Avenue, which is the street I lived on at the time, I heard screeching car brakes. I turned around, noticed it was an NYPD squad car. I felt safe, so I continued. I took probably 1 or 2 steps. I heard the screeching again. I turned around. The officers motioned to me. Then one of the officers it said to me, "What are you doing coming from that car?" Mm. My initial reaction was, because I was confused. They didn't give me an option to say I own the car. I mean, I interpreted the question as that car is not yours. What are you doing coming from it? So I followed up with what, and immediately Officer Castillo, an Hispanic officer, jumps out of the car. He's shouting at me. He comes out with, "Do you understand English?" And by the time I knew it, he was already in my face shouting, "Answer the question." I was in shock. I was trying to come up with a response, and I whispered under my breath to him, "No hablo inglés," and he went off in Spanish for about 5 seconds, and I had to dip back a little bit just to be able to speak without spitting in his face.
Why did you say "no habla inglés"? Is that a racial slur?
No, it wasn't meant. It's not a racial slur. I mean, I was trying to draw attention to the fact that he was insulting me by asking me if I understood English when I clearly had responded in English earlier. You know, so I felt, you know, the tone of his reaction to my inquiry as to, you know, what exactly did he mean.
And why didn't you just say, "That's my car"?
It was very difficult to say "That's my car" because I could hardly speak. He was in my face. It was very difficult. So when I made the comment, "No hablo inglés," it was following up straight into the fact that I was saying, "What do you mean by what am I doing coming from that car? That's my car," you know.
Why were you arrested?
Up to this point, I have no idea why I was arrested.
Well, what were you charged with?
The officers charged me with disobeying a lawful order and making unreasonable noise.
So, Donna Lieberman from the New York Civil Liberties Union, what's the nature of the lawsuit that you filed yesterday around Leonardo's experience?
Well, this is a classic civil rights case. We've charged that he was illegally arrested and that the police department wrongfully took his prints and put him in the stop and frisk database. And we're trying to get a declaration that his constitutional rights were violated by this arrest. He wasn't doing anything wrong except walking while black, and that's not a crime. At least it's not supposed to be. And this is a lawsuit that challenges the New York Police Department's stop and frisk policies that are wrong on two counts. They're wrong because they're part of a practice of overly aggressive policing. The sheer number, 500,000 stops by the police, 90% of which are of people who aren't even given a summons, and the racial disparities in this practice, where blacks and Latinos are eight times for blacks, four times as likely to be stopped by the police for doing nothing wrong than whites. There's something really wrong with our law enforcement practices, where black people and Latinos have to worry about being stopped by the police anytime they're on the street when they're not doing anything wrong.
And we mentioned at the top of the segment the record number of stops and frisks this year, January through March, 145,000 stops and frisks by NYPD, 10,000 more than the same quarter last year, and the rate is about 50% black. But there was a study of whether this was racial profiling, and the study found, and the NYPD asserts that the rate is about the same as the rate of black perpetrators identified by victims of crime. So if that's who they're looking for, those individuals, then that's going to be the race of the individuals who get stopped. Why not?
Yeah, well, that study was a whitewash, clear and simple. You know, first of all, the data for the study has not been released to the public, despite a legal obligation by the police department to give it out. The New York Civil Liberties Union had to go to court. We're still in court to get an electronic copy of the information so that we can do an analysis. And even the RAND Corporation's report, commissioned by the police department, paid for with police funds, acknowledged that there are twice as many stops and frisks going on in the city of New York than one would expect in a city of this population. So even their hand-picked analysts acknowledge that. And when you read the report, they ignore the data. They massage the figures so that what is obvious to anybody looking at the information, 500,000 stops, this based on this quarter, 600,000 stops in 1 year, 90% of which are of innocent people, and the overwhelming majority of which are people of color.
And
they ignore the plain data, and the same data is the same racial disparities are mirrored in the subways, where 90% of the people who are stopped are people of color.
And Mayor Bloomberg, as a matter of policy, Mayor Bloomberg very much behind the stops and frisks, we should say. A recent quote of his, you enjoy lower crime. That's one of the ways we get lower crime. Leonardo, before you go, are you taking flack at the New York Post? You're a Post reporter for this lawsuit. You know, the Post editorially, at least, kind of takes the position that stops and frisks are a good thing, and there isn't much racial profiling going on out there.
Well, not that I know of, at least, no. I'm not getting any flack.
You're not getting flack from your colleagues?
No.
All right. We leave it there, and we'll be talking about the Sean Bell case and its aftermath in a minute. Leonardo Blair, New York Post reporter. Donna Lieberman from the New York Civil Liberties Union. Thank you both very much.
Thanks, Brian.
And on this day of protests around the Sean Bell verdicts, we will look at the outstanding policy issues and punishment issues. Remember, both the judge and the prosecutor, after the verdicts, said there was police incompetence here. What should that mean going forward? Stay with us.